Well, hi, church. My name is Melissa Nystrom, and I am the worship director here at Central. And I'm happy to talk to you a little bit today about what it is that we do on the worship team here at Central. I have been here on the worship team for 6 years at Central, and gone through a couple of different areas of directing, a lot of different people on the team. And so today I want to tell you a little bit about that, about what it is to be on the team, what we do, some of the behind the scenes things that we do as well, and just talk about your participation and your involvement, whether you're with us on the stage or you're behind the scenes doing some of the technical work or even just sitting in the seats in the congregation. What can you do? So let me start by reading for you our mission statement that we have for the worship team. It says, Central Worship Team creates a Christ-centered environment through audio and visual arts using musical and technical skills to glorify God and lead people to Jesus. That's what we want to do as a Central Church Worship Team. Lead you to Jesus through all the different things that we do, whether it's your voice, your instrument, even the technical camera crew and the words that are on the screen. These are all things that we do together as a team to glorify God and lead people to Jesus and have a great worship experience. So with that, to be on the worship team, there are a few core values that we talk about being on the team. The first one is that we are real. We want to make sure that what we do on the stage isn't really seen as a performance. Now, sometimes it might look like that because we have the cool lighting effects and we might have the fog machines and the sound is loud and it kind of sounds like a concert. And we love that, but we love that because that's the way that we worship here. It's the way that we give glory to God through the way we have a worship experience. And so we talk about how it's real life. It's genuine. It's worship. It's not putting on a show and putting on a concert, but what we do on the stage is real stuff. Another core value of ours is to be loving, that whether we are on the stage with each other or even just mingling with people in the congregation, fellowship outside of church, whether it's on Sunday, during the week, we want to be sure that as worship leaders, we are always reflecting that love of Jesus in what we do. Another core value that we have is teamwork and dedication to the team, because we know that everybody plays a different role and everybody has a different part. So it's important for us to know that we work together, and understanding that everybody has different talents and different skills, different abilities that they all bring to the team. And if we aren't listening to each other and responding to each other in love, knowing that we work together, then we aren't going to be glorifying God in the worship that we have. Another thing that we talk about is preparation, because it doesn't just happen. We can't just hop up on the stage and boom, and there it is, that we have this amazing song that we can glorify God in. You have to prepare for it. So you have to practice at home, give it some time, listen to the music, have the sheet music or the chords printed to work on. You do some preparedness beforehand, and then we come together on Thursday nights, and that's our rehearsal time together as a team, when we take all the parts that we've worked on ourselves and we come together and do it as a team. So it takes teamwork, collaboration, and preparedness to do that. Humility is a really important thing that we talk about on the worship team, because it's fun and it's exciting, and all of these musicians on the stage are very talented and they're using their talents for God. So we talk about making sure that we're always reflecting the praise back to the Lord, because that's what we're here for. We love it when you guys are clapping your hands and really getting excited, but we always want to remember that it's not us that we're clapping for. We're clapping for Jesus. We're clapping for the Lord, knowing that we're worshiping Him while we're on the stage. And then we have a commitment. It's a commitment to the church, a commitment to the team. It's a big time commitment to be involved in the worship team. It's a lot of the preparedness, practicing at home, the time that we come together on Thursday nights to prepare for our worship experience takes a lot of time commitment and dedication. So there's different schedules that we have to work with, vacation schedules, but even just necessary time off that everybody needs to be able to sit back and relax a little bit and not always be required to be here. So we work through schedules and have people on some weeks weeks, off some weeks. But no matter what, we want a commitment to the church. We want everybody to be involved in the church, in life groups, in all these other ways that we're talking about being connected, that being on the worship team isn't all we do here, that we are part of the church, and we want everybody on the team to be a part of that. So in saying that, one of the verses that we talk about on the worship team is Romans 12, about how it's the body of Christ, how all of the body has different parts, and the parts that all have special functions. So the different functions that we have on the team, we have vocalists that you see up front singing, the drummers in the back, which includes some of the other percussion instruments. Sometimes it's a shaker or a tambourine or the conga drums, the timpani back there. We do lots of different percussion parts. We have a keyboard player, so any piano skills, keyboard skills are welcomed. Bass guitar, acoustic guitar, electric guitar. We have a lot of guitars that we like to fill our sound with. So that's a very important part of our team, to have some guitar players. Most recently, we've included a violin on the stage, so I hope you guys have been able to check that out and really enjoy something that adds to our team as well, to have a violin. It's just been a fun way for us to experiment with different sounds and different instruments that we can use to glorify God. So that's been fun. Another huge way, though, to get involved, to be a part of the body of Christ on the team, is to be a part of the production crew, because we've got cameras and lights and sound and the lyrics that go up on the screen. And those are all a part of the team that make this thing work. So if there's any interest in that area, any of those technical skills, that's a part of worship. It creates that Christ-centered worship experience that we're looking for on the weekends. So we welcome that as well. So let's talk about your involvement in the worship team. Since we're talking right now about coming together as the body of Christ and growing together, and what is your next step? So what is your next step? Is it a part of the worship team? Is there a talent or a skill that you have? Is there something that might have sparked your interest that I was talking about? Whether it's singing vocally, one of the instruments that you have some kind of a skill or talent in, if it's some of the technical things that we've talked about, any of those areas, maybe this is your next step. Pray about it. Pray about if God is asking you to get involved in this way. There is a process that we go through to get you involved in the worship team. We have an onboarding process, an auditioning process, a way to help you get on the team and make sure that all of the things that we just talked about are in line with what you're thinking as well. We want everybody to be on the same page. So we have an audition process where if you're interested in being a vocalist, we have you come sing for us so we can hear what your talent is. And then you'll work with us through some of the rehearsal times that we have, and we can work you into some of the services that we have. Or if it's an instrument, it's the same process that we work with you, we see what the skill is and what your talent level is at, and then we can work with you to get you onboarded. So I want you to know there is a process in it that we work through to get just the right people on the team, just to make sure that it's the right place for you and it's the right next step for you to be making. So those are all ways that you can get involved, but another very important way for you to get involved, maybe you're thinking, I don't play an instrument and I don't have a stellar voice, and that's okay, because one of the greatest ways for you guys to get involved in the worship team is through the congregational worship. That as you walk in this place and you can hear the worship music going and the vocalists start to sing and the guitars start playing, the lights are on, and it's meant to be an exciting time of worship for our Lord. And you can play such an important part of that just by coming into the room and allowing yourself to experience worship, whatever that means for you. We hope that you stand and sing with us. That is always our hope. That'll help you to really get involved. If it means closing your eyes to really be in a moment with the Lord, do that. If it means raising your hands during a worship song, then do that. We just want to encourage you to be involved in worship in whatever way it means for you, that you are allowing your heart to have a fantastic worship experience on the weekends, because that's our goal on the team up here on the stage, that we want to create the environment that allows everybody to worship in this place, and it leads people to Jesus. And I love the idea of opening your heart to whatever worship experience the Lord has to offer. And that's always our goal, that we can get you involved in worship in one way, shape, or form, but that we're always glorifying God in what we do. Thanks for listening tonight, guys. And I'm just so glad that you guys might be interested in taking your next step in worship and what that might mean for you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pastor Gary, and today I get the privilege to share with you some information on our prayer team. This is another awesome piece of the Dream Team where you are not just a volunteer, but something great that God has created you for. All of us were created by God to make a difference in the world around us. God has a place for you where your unique abilities and passions can make the greatest impact in the lives of others. We believe your life will make sense as you find and develop and fulfill your purpose. The prayer team is a group of people who are passionate about praying for others because we believe that prayer matters. We understand that prayer offers hope to the hurting and inspires people to shift their focus to God, who loves them and will walk with them through life's struggles. We are honored to pray for others and encourage them as they go through that particular journey. As part of the prayer team, you have many opportunities to connect with people. Currently, we have prayer teams at each service, as well as prayer for our online services and our other events that we have here at Central and in our community. In Philippians 1:9, it says, "My prayer for you is that you will overflow more and more with love for others. At the same time, keep on growing in spiritual knowledge and insight." And the exciting thing is that we haven't even scratched the surface of what God wants us to do. In 2 Peter 3:9, it says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." We hear so many stories just like that, where people's hearts are changed and lives are transformed. And that is so cool to be a part of someone's breakthrough. And maybe that is your story and God is tugging at your heart to invest in someone else's life through prayer. As part of the Dream Team, there are four things that we want you to do. We want you to love God because we know Him and what He's done in our life. We want you to love people, how important it is to be able to share that love to those people. We want you to pursue excellence, and we want you to choose joy in every encounter. Acts 20:24 says, "However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me." As I finish today, I want you to know that you are so important to us, and I'm excited for your next steps. Sign up today for Growth Track and contact me or any of the Dream Team leaders to find out your next step in your journey with Christ. I can't wait.
Hey Central, Jen Mason here. I'm the new Kids Ministry Director here, and I just wanted to take a minute to introduce myself. I've been coming to Central for about 2 years with my husband, Dustin, who sings on the worship team, and our children, Piper and Dakota. During that time, I have volunteered as a teacher in Kids Church on Sunday mornings, as well as helping out at Awana on Wednesday nights. My passion for kids has led me to accept moving into this position of Kids Ministry Director. That passion has also led me into understanding a few things about the vision for kids ministry here at Central. And that all begins with our mission statement, which says this: "Kids ministry at Central Church is focused on partnering with families to establish a scriptural foundation of faith and a welcoming and fun environment while developing a solid relationship with Jesus." That scriptural foundation and that solid relationship with Jesus truly is what our kids' ministry is about. And partnering with our families to help our children grow in their relationship with Christ is the most important and key thing that we do here at Kids Ministry at Central. Throughout my years of ministry in the past, have been mostly with youth, but some with children. And the one thing that is true no matter what is the foundational scripture that I have found in my life that leads me through my ministry. And that is Proverbs 22:6. And it says this: "Train up a child in the way that he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." As a mom, as a minister of children and youth, this scripture speaks volumes as to what our role in the life of ministry is for our kids. We are to train them up in the way of Scripture, in the foundation of the relationship with Christ, so that when they are old, they won't depart from it. They will have that foundation. They will be able to make steps, next steps, like we talk about here at Central all the time, because they had that foundation that they got right here in this classroom, right in their classrooms upstairs or at the youth center, because those foundations are strong. So how do we, as the adults in their life, do those things? How do we train up our children? And I want to read to you from Deuteronomy 6, and it says this: Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. Love him with all your strength. The commandments I give you today must be in your hearts. Make sure your children learn them. Talk about them when you are at home. Talk about them when you walk along the road. Speak about them when you go to bed, and speak about them when you get up. Write them down and tie them on your hands as a reminder, and also tie them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your homes, and also write them on your gates. There are three truths from this scripture that are so important as families and as leaders and as teachers of our children in that faith. One is that we are called to love the Lord our God with everything, with our hearts and our souls and our minds. We are called to embrace his word, to live into that word, to be in his word, because we can't teach our kids the word if we ourselves don't know it. And the last is to pass that on, to be in the scriptures and then to give those scriptures to our kids. That's that part of that mission statement, right? That we're building that scriptural foundation in their lives so that they can have a relationship with Christ. And these are just some key scriptures that are so important on how we move forward in our ministry with kids here at Central Church, and how I help determine all the steps that need to be taken so that we can provide what is best, what is most fulfilling, and what is so foundational for our kids here at Central and our kids' ministry. Now, there are a few ways that you can get involved, that you can stay in touch with kids' ministry. So we're going to talk first about how you can stay in touch. On Facebook, there's our group called Central Church Kids Central. You can access it by searching that, Central Kids /Kids Central, or you can go on to our Central Facebook page, and there should be a link through there. You'll have to answer a few questions to get in there, but this is going to be a great way where we're going to be able to provide information about upcoming events and just keep you in touch with the awesome things that your kids are doing here at in Kids Church and at Awana. The next thing is if stepping into you're volunteering or you wanting to be a part of our kids ministry here. And I am so excited about working with others who have a passion for our kids and who just want to reach out and teach them and help them to grow in their faith. And the first way that you can do that is to text the keyword kid leader. So no capitalized letters, nothing, just kid leader, one word, K-I-D-L-E-A-D-E-R. Text that to 712-217-2550. And when you do that, you will get a text message back that will prompt you to let me know how you want to volunteer. Do you want to help in the nursery? Do you want to help in kids' church and in teaching on Sunday mornings in one of our classrooms? Or do you want to help with Awana, which is our school year Wednesday night program? All of these are awesome ways that you can jump in and get involved and help us do what our mission statement says. Help us build that foundation. Help us teach the kids the scriptures and to partner with our families so that we can all watch our children grow into amazing, amazing people for God. You can also always be in prayer. Prayer is a wonderful way for you to reach out, to reach up, and to help our kids grow. The foundation of prayer and the background that it gives to lifting us up as leaders, to lifting the kids up, is so important, because when you speak to God on our behalf, God speaks to our hearts to speak to those kids. Central, I'm just so excited about all the possibilities that our kids ministry has and what you can do as we partner together to raise our kids up in a scriptural foundation and to give them that relationship that will truly change their lives and help them take their next steps. Find me if you have any questions or if you have anything that you think we should be doing. I am here and I am ready to get going. Thanks, Central.
Hi, I'm John Sampson, the executive director here at Central Church. I have been with Central since its beginning, and I am honored and privileged to serve Jesus Christ and you here at church. One of the main roles I have here at Central is helping with our serving teams. And Pastor Gary has asked me to help share a little bit more with you about what it is to serve at Central. Recently, we've started using the term dream team to describe our serving teams. Our dream team models our core values to seek God, pursue excellence, and encourage life change. As members of the dream team, it is our responsibility to know and model these principles to serve as an example to others. How are we to serve? With heart, commitment, and excellence. We want you to serve within your gifts and passions so you can make ministry enjoyable and fulfilling. The theme verse for the dream team is from 1 Peter 4:10. It says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. You may be thinking, I have no idea what my spiritual gifts are. Well, we've got you covered. We invite you to join our Growth Track class, our monthly Next Steps class, where you can take assessments to learn your gifts and strengths. Plus, it's a great opportunity to learn more about Central Church. I encourage you to visit yourcentralchurch.com/growthtrack to sign up for next month's class. There are so many opportunities for you to serve in a dream team that matches your gifts and talents. You are more than just a volunteer here at Central. God has wired you perfectly and called you to live a life to impact those around you. One of our key dream teams is the Connect Team. The vision of the Connect Team is to create a positive first impression by welcoming, greeting, and encouraging everyone who walks through our doors. The team exists as well to build the body of Christ by equipping each person to fulfill their calling and make an eternal difference. As a member of the Dream Team, you may be the first person a guest comes into contact to when they visit our church. In fact, it may be the first time a guest has walked into any church. So we strive to provide the warmest atmosphere possible for first-time guests as well as our regular attenders. It's been said that first impressions make lasting impressions. The Connect Team members are instrumental in the connection process because they are the first impression. It's teamwork in action. Maybe someone has prayed about and then invited a friend or family member. When that person walks through our doors, it's like the inviter has tapped us on the shoulder and says, "You're up." You now have an incredible opportunity to continue what has been started. We must have people with authentic, genuine smiles and welcoming spirits on this team. We want to roll out the red carpet for our guests. The Connect Team's mission is to make every person who comes through our doors feel like they belong to our family here at church. So, now that you know what the Connect Team is, you may ask, well, what does a person serving in this team do? Well, aside from offering a friendly smile and accommodating guests entering our building, there are people assisting in the parking lot, opening the outside doors, offering assistance at the welcome desk or a kid check station, distributing bulletins at the sanctuary doors, or serving people at our snack station. If you feel like you would be a good fit for the Connect Team or any dream team, it's very easy to get started. Just text SERVE to 712-217-2550. Or if you're not a texter, you can email info@yourcentralchurch.com. And don't forget the connection cards in the back walls of the sanctuary or at Connection Corner in our foyer. I hope you'll consider joining our Connect Team or any dream team and to begin making a difference here at Central. Thanks.
Hi,
Hi, Central. My name is Chelsea Jaskey, and I am the 712 Youth Director here at the church. I've introduced myself before, but for those of you that don't know who I am, my name again is Chelsea Jaskey. I have a husband, Cole, and a 4-year-old son, Kale, and we live in Jefferson currently. We've been attending Central for just shy of 2 years now. And I have to tell you a story quick about what 712 and the youth ministry here at Central means to me. Because as I look back on my life, there's a lot of times where I've tried to plan and control things, and then there's a but God moment where but God shows up and does something even greater than I could have ever imagined. And this position as the youth director is one of those kind of but God moments. So a couple years ago, we moved to Jefferson. We were struggling trying to find our church home, and I had a counselor at the time whose son was currently in eighth grade, and he attended the Friday night 712 youth gatherings. And she, my counselor, had never set foot in Central. She didn't really know what Central was about, but she just knew that her son loved the 712 Friday nights. And she said to me at one of our meetings, she said, you know, I don't know why I'm being called to tell you this, but I think that you need to go attend a service at Central. And so the very next Sunday was our first Sunday attending Central. And then after that, we've been members and been a part of the Central family ever since then. And I just have to smile because had it not been for the 712 and the youth ministry at Central, I definitely don't think I would be standing here today. And it's just crazy how at the time, you know, my plan was just to find a church home, and now I'm standing here two years later as the youth director of the 712 ministry here at Central. And I'm so excited to just see the ways that God's going to use the youth group to impact the community in Carroll and surrounding communities. So for a lot of you, like myself, maybe aren't sure what 712 actually stands for and why we call our ministry 712. And again, it's kind of another one of those but God moments because there's just so many coincidences that aren't coincidences. We know that God has his hand in all of it. But firstly, we serve 7th through 12th graders. So 7th through 12th graders, 712. As you guys are probably well aware, the area code for Carroll is 712. Our Friday night outreach program has historically been from 7 p.m. till midnight, so from 7 p.m. till 12 a.m., 712. And which I find this craziest of all is that this new building, which you guys are gonna have the opportunity to see here shortly, the address is actually 712 Quinn Avenue, so 712 Quinn Avenue. And then last but not least, you know, we've had a theme verse and a Bible verse that's kind of been our theme verse for our ministry, and it's also the golden rule, and it's just do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that comes from Matthew 7:12. And so again, it's just looking back on kind of all those things and how God has his hand, we just knew that we couldn't call our ministry anything but 712. So I know some of you have maybe seen the old youth center, but we've been blessed to have a brand new facility that we can call all our own. So we're super excited to let you guys kind of see some of it. So this is the entryway. We'll have our students check in here at this desk. And this area is just our main gathering area where we'll have our messages and allow students to just gather and kind of hang out as we're getting things ready to go for the evenings on Wednesdays and Fridays and when we have scheduled events. What's great about the way that this building is set up that you'll see is the old building was just kind of one big room. This is a little bit more segmented with a bunch of different rooms, so it allows us to be able to gather together as a big group, but then also gives us the opportunity to, when we want to break into those small groups, be able to separate a little bit more privately to have some of those discussions. So as you can see as we walk through here, this is our brand new and absolutely beautiful kitchen. We have tons of storage, two microwaves, two fridges, a deep freezer, so we're able to provide food for our students on a weekly basis, be able to give them that service so that they can come in and eat and hang out. And one of my favorite parts that I think about this whole place is the movie room in here. So we're gonna have about 8 recliners in here to be able to show movies, let the students be able to rent this room out if they have a specific movie that they wanna see with their friends, and just gives them an extra activity that they can do while they're here hanging out with us. Through the kitchen, we also have a great big area that provides the tables for us to eat at so that we can all eat together. And then this also provides us an area where if we move the tables, we can play some games in here. The garage doors we hope to be able to open up in the summer when it's nice out and be able to kind of do some activities outside as well, which is great. And then kind of the last segment of the building is what we'll refer to as our game room. Just a great area for the students to be able to hang out, play some games, get competitive. Again, just a really nice area for them to kind of have those conversations and hang out. So that is the tour of the new facility. If you want to see in person, please just let me know and we'll find a time and I can kind of show you in person just all the great things that we have available. So thank you. So like I said, if there's anything that I've learned in my 27 years of life, it's that we often make plans for ourselves and we have visions and goals, but God oftentimes has greater things than we can ever imagine. And I know that this youth ministry here at Central is going to be no different. And I'm so excited to see the ways that God is going to work in and through the ministry to just impact the world around us. So one of my biggest missions for this youth group is to really just build up a generation of believers that is more on fire for God than the generation before them. And especially in a world where social media is so prevalent and the problems that teenagers face are different than some of the problems that I've faced and our parents and their parents have faced, it's just so important that we provide an environment and a cultivating atmosphere where they know that they serve a God that loves them and that hears them and that is with them through anything that they could ever face. And so with that, you know, one of my mission statements is just one more. And what I mean by that is I want to reach just one more student. I want to reach just one more in hopes that that one student can reach just one more after that. And that student will be able to reach just one more and just one more until we do have a generation full of believers who, again, are so on fire for God and who have heard the good news of Jesus Christ. And we plan to do that through just impactful messages and through programs and events and, again, just cultivating this environment of community and fellowship. But it all boils down to just loving the students and being there for them and being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ on a daily basis. And I have an amazing team of volunteers who sacrifice, you know, so much time and energy to support me and to support the ministry. But we recognize that, you know, there's only so much we can do. And so I do get asked, what are the ways that I can help support your ministry or what are the ways that I can get involved? And I recognize that everybody has their own gifts and their own talents. And so while I'm going to give you some ways that I foresee being of a huge benefit to the ministry, if there's other ways or other things that you feel like God is putting on your heart to help us, let's sit down and have coffee, grab me in the hall, whatever we need to do. I just want to make sure that everybody who wants to be involved can get plugged in some way or another. The number one thing that I think would be most impactful that everybody can do for our ministry is just to pray. To pray for our students, to pray for our community, to pray for our leaders, just to pray for our building, to just ask God to provide his provision and provide his love over our ministry. The second thing, like I mentioned, we have a great team of volunteers, but we're always looking for more. We meet Wednesday nights from 6 to 8:30, and then again on Fridays from 7 to 12. So if you feel like you have a calling of leadership and want to be involved leading any of those groups, let me know. We also, as you see, have a great new building. And so it's going to be really important that we keep the building clean on a daily basis. So if you're very called in cleaning or you want to just get involved on a pretty easy level, reach out to me and we can get up some sort of program where we can just keep the building clean on a pretty consistent basis. We also provide meals for the students every Wednesday. So again, if you're gifted in cooking, unlike myself, and maybe you want to provide a meal every month or every other week, whatever that looks like for you, we would very much appreciate that. But if you're not a cook and you have some food or just even anything that you're not using anymore that you think could benefit the program, we would always gladly take donations of any sort of those kinds of things. And the last thing, and I think this is most important aside from also praying for the 712 is also just getting to know the students. I learn more from them on a daily basis than I think they learn from me. And I just pray that everybody can experience the way that God is working through them, the way that I've experienced it since I've been here as the youth director. And so just being good leaders for them, being good mentors, sitting down, listening to them, listening to their stories so that they know that they have a home in Central Church that they can turn to for advice and just for guidance. You guys, I am so thankful and so blessed to be the 712 Youth Director. And like I've said from the beginning, you know, I have these great plans and visions, but I know that God is going to do amazing things greater than we could have ever imagined. And I'm just so excited for the things that we have coming up. I'll be sure to share the events, share the things that we have on the calendar planned with you guys. And I just hope to see you all there. Thank you.